Everybody's excited to get started. First day of practice yesterday. Got what I expected to happen with our energy of our football team and of our coaches. It was good to get started after such a long and hard-working summer that our guys had. First day of practice was a lot of fun. Those guys were really working hard to please. As I told them, the group after practice yesterday, it's easy to be that way in shorts, but it was an exciting time to see our team on the field and working like they're working. I believe that if you're going to win championships, you win them with defensive play, and I don't think we ever really saw our defense as a whole last year. Gerard Mayo got an ankle during the course of this time of year, the practices leading up to the season. He had a great game against Cal, as our entire defense did, and then kind of limped through the season. I'm excited about seeing him 100% and leading our defensive football team. Obviously, the couple things that happened with Justin Harrell and Inky Johnson were certainly part of that. So I'm anxious to see our defense play like Tennessee defenses know how to play and have in the past. I am really comfortable, talking about defense first, really comfortable with our group of linebackers, their experience level, the way that they've gone about the off-season program, their leadership, kind of centers around, really our defense centers around Gerard and his attitude and work ethic and his ability. But you got Ryan Carl, who's played a lot of really good football for us over the off-season. Rico McCoy, Alex Wilson, all those guys have worked hard. Adam Myers White looks like a different guy. He's matured now. We didn't get the opportunity to redshirt him as a freshman, so he's just catching up, I think, from a maturity standpoint. And starting yesterday, he really looked good. So we've got some people to work with that have played, and that's encouraging. I would like to, and Dorian Davis would be in that mix as well. He still needs to mature, but I think he has ability to help us. One young man that I think deserves special note, local guy, Nick Revez. Nick has played himself and worked himself into the rotation as far as our depth at linebacker and also on special teams with his attitude and his work ethic. I really like where we are, and I'm anxious to see where those freshmen are, Chris Donald, Chris Walker, and Savion Frazier, as we go along and get into pads. Another strength, I think, for us on our defensive side is our defensive ends, Xavier Mitchell and Antonio Reynolds. Certainly the last half of spring practice really stepped up their play. One of the things that I challenged our defensive ends to do is close more deals from the sack standpoint. We had a lot of pressures, but we were really down last year in sacks, and our defensive ends are certainly always part of that. Wes Brown and Robert Ayers are two guys that have played a lot of football. Robert missed spring practice with a shoulder injury, but just from his attitude and where he seems to be at from a mental standpoint, I think he's ready to make a big step. I'm, again, anxious to get him and see once we get into pass, because he's certainly a guy that's athletic enough to help us a lot on the defensive end spot, at the defensive end spot. Andre Mitchell and Ben Martin are two guys that I'm, again, excuse me, Andre Mathis. Two guys that I'm anxious to see. Andre moving from linebacker in the spring and playing at defensive end, I think has shown some flashes. Whether he'll end up being at defensive end or slide on inside at defensive tackle, we'll wait and see. And that would be the case with a couple of those defensive ends. Ben Martin is a special young man. How quickly he can get himself ready remains to be seen, but if yesterday's practice is any indication, I think he has a chance to put himself in the mix to help us this year. We need another guy to come that has that kind of speed off the edge to help us, and I'm hopeful it'll be Ben. Questions going into spring practice and coming out of spring practice with who was going to replace Justin Harrell and Turk McBride. Obviously, we didn't have Justin for much of the season, but those guys were outstanding for us last year. And JT Mapu is back in shape, back being the kind of technician that we expected from him before he took, or that we were getting from him before he took the Mormon mission and had the 2 years off. He did a heck of a job for where he was last year of coming back and helping us, but we're expecting big play and good play from JT. DeMonte is a guy that can be a disruptor. He's got to become more consistent as a football player, and we will do everything in our power to see that he gets that that kind of work and that kind of opportunities during the course of these two-a-day practices that we're having. There's a group of guys that are kind of in a pack right there behind those guys. Hopefully we'll be able to find the third, fourth, and at least the fifth defensive lineman, because in this defensive tackle, because in this league you've got to be able to go into the season with four or five or six defensive tackles, and we're going to try to get five out of that group, even if it means moving a defensive end inside to get the best players on the field. But Dan Williams, Walter Fisher, Chase Nelson, Victor Thomas, all in that mix, and then a couple of young guys. Don Langley had the benefit of the offseason and spring practice and the summer program, the entire summer program. He has changed his body, really worked hard on the things that we asked him to work on as far as his flexibility and so on, and he looks like a different guy one day in short. So we'll see when we get the pads where he is. And a young man, William Brimfield, brings some size and some mass in the defensive front. When you get a chance to see him out there, I think you'll be impressed with that. I'm hopeful that he'll be able to push himself into the mix. That's one concern we have, the defensive line, defensive tackle particularly. The other concern going into spring practice was obviously our secondary, and they had already lost three players at that position. Started with great concern. Came out of spring practice feeling a lot more optimistic about our secondary than what we went in. I think it's a great story if it pans out this way. And Gerard Parrish, Gerard had a fantastic spring, was in the right place, makes all the right calls, very bright young man, and has had a good off-season program. Hope for big things for him. John Hefney, obviously, is an anchor back there. And the cornerbacks, Antonio Gaines and Marcellus Johnson, have done nothing to show that they can't play in the secondary in the Southeastern Conference. They have worked, and they're fighters, and they're tough guys, and they're smart guys, and they picked up yesterday right where they left off in spring practice. So it's a very competitive situation in the secondary, and I think we've done a good job of creating that, some with recruiting. We don't sign junior college players unless we expect them to start or compete for a starting position. Nevin McKenzie and D'Angelo Willingham yesterday jumped right in there with both feet, and we'll see how all that shakes out as we go along. But both of them showed that they're willing yesterday. So, again, we got to get ourselves the pads and see how they'll tackle, how they'll adjust and to the motions and the formations and everything, how quickly they can come along. Also in the very competitive situation department, Eric Berry has shown already an unusual maturity, an unusual ability, and he'll be certainly expected to push for playing time. Then you've got Art Evans, who was here also in spring practice and benefited from that. Really, after one day in shorts, and I'll quantify that, I'm really excited about Dennis Rogan and his athletic ability and his attitude. He is a guy that is really happy to represent the University of Tennessee, and I like where he's going. We'll see where C.J. Fleming, Tyler Maples, Anderson, Kemp, Wardlow, all those guys, Ja'Cory Williams, we'll see where it kind of shakes out as we go along with those guys. Appreciate their efforts in starting off yesterday. Obviously a big key for our defensive football team. I think Coach Chavis will tell you the same thing. is how we mesh as a football team, how our leadership continues to grow, how we mature in these next 20-some-odd days before we get a chance to play, getting people on the field that can make plays, that tackle well, that knock the ball loose. We did not have nearly enough fumbles last year caused or recovered, had a good number caused, not enough recovered. Who can break and intercept the football? We did have a good number of interceptions last year, but we want to get our turnover total up, our takeaways up. Who can play great pad leverage and anchor the front so that we can be a good run defensive football team? And we'll simplify on defense as much as we need to get the best players on the field. Offensively, Eric Ames has undoubtedly established himself as the leader of our offensive football team. He's taken charge. He's done a really, really good job of using his maturity and his ability to help this young receiver corps particularly get themselves ready for the fall. And he has a chance to make all the throws that you need to make. So I think we're really excited about Eric and where he is right now. John Crompton also has made considerable progress after looking at one day, and we're encouraged about our quarterback position. We'll have a package for somebody, I'm not just quite sure who yet, that will be a little bit different, whether it's Lucas Taylor, who has worked at the position, as you guys watch this in spring practice, Gerald Jones, Eric Berry, one of those guys will have a little bit of a package to do some different things and try to create problems for a defensive team as we go along. An obvious strength for us is a returning backfield. I think Arian Foster, I've said this everywhere I've been, Arian Foster has matured. He's taken a very adverse situation that happened to him in the bowl game, and he's playing with a passion right now. He's worked himself into the best shape of his career. He's healthy. We never did get him completely healthy during the course of the year last year, and we're looking for big things for him. Monterey Hardesty is starting the season healthy for the first time since his freshman year. I was talking to him yesterday as we went to dinner, and he's really excited about where he is and how he feels right now. So, again, anxious to get those guys in pads. And then LaMarcus Coker obviously brings the dynamics to the running back position that's really exciting. Now, which one of those guys end up starting or running out there first, I don't know. But I think all three of them are going to be key to our success during the course of the year. We'll see where those young guys are as we go along with Creer and Benson and Hawkins. And Roy Olasimbo has done a really good job in the spring and has pushed himself into some playing time somewhere on our special teams or even in our backfield if it gives us a chance to maybe not have to play a freshman as a freshman. That's a strength for us, our running back position along with our quarterback. I think another strength for us is our tight end position. I'm really excited about what Brad Cottom and Jeff Cottom have done during the offseason and how they have started yesterday. Chris Brown, obviously a proven player, and we're expecting big things from him. And Luke Stoffer is another guy. So we've got four guys we feel really comfortable with at the tight end, B-back kind of position. That are very interchangeable. We'll see how the young freshmen do that have a chance to work there as we go along. Where we have to improve on offense, I think we've got three positions that are settled in Eric Young and Anthony Parker and Josh McNeil, guys that have played and played well for us in this league. The other right guard, right tackle, basically right now, we've got a competitive situation going on with Ramon Foster and Jock McClendon and Chris Scott and Stephen Jones. So we'll see how that shakes out during the course of the two-a-days. Ramon had a great spring. You can definitely see a big change in Jock McClendon. He's worked hard, got his weight where he's supposed to be, his flexibility, really worked hard on his flexibility and his movement. Chris Scott is much bigger and stronger than he was this time last year. So we'll see. There's a couple guys that if we could get them to the next step, the next level, Vladimir Richardson certainly could be a guy that could help us, and then Ramon Johnson and Gerard Shaw are two guys that I hope can develop and, and give us that 6th, 7th, and 8th offensive lineman to play. Have some other guys kind of in the mix. We'll see where they go. Another young walk-on kid named Corey Sellins has really done a great job during the course of the offseason, and he easily could push himself into some playing time as we go through the year. Most publicized concern, I guess, around our football team right now is our receivers. I could not ask any more from the guys that returned. Obviously, losing Robert Meacham and Jason Swain and Brett Smith is a big loss. Big loss for us, for anybody that loses that many people at the same position going into a season, particularly starting the schedule the way it is early. But Lucas Taylor and Anthony, Quentin Hancock and Josh Briscoe and Austin Rogers are solid receivers. They've got great work ethic, great understanding of what we're trying to do. They'll be in the right place. They'll make the right conversion. They'll catch the football. And I am comfortable with where they are right now. We are looking for dynamics from some of our young guys. Again, you don't sign a junior college player unless you expect him to impact your program. I think Kenny O'Neill has certainly shown signs after one practice and during the course of the summer that he can do that. And then there's a group of guys with Gerald Jones and Ahmad Page and Brent Benson, Darnius Moore, and Todd Campbell that are freshmen, young guys. We'll see how quickly they can get themselves in the mix. Yesterday did nothing to discourage me that those guys will be good players in the Southeastern Conference. We'll see. A guy that I'd like to mention that's playing receiver but is really important to our football team is Casey Wood. Casey obviously has established himself here as a holder, but he is much more than that. He's a guy that's become a team leader. He's a guy that has worked his rear off to get himself into the rotation as a receiver. He can be a real steady receiver, but I think he just is one of those guys that's a great story and represents what's really good about college football. And a guy that can work himself into a scholarship, work himself into a leadership role on the football team, and he's almost like having a darn coach on the field. So I'm really pleased and appreciative of what Casey Woods has done. Kicking game, we're very blessed to have Britton back. He can change the game. We are still looking for him to be as consistent as we would like for him to be, but if he'll do that, I think he'll be, I believe, the best in the country. We have worked really hard in the spring and off season with the kicking game. There was some outstanding things that happened for us in the punt return area and the kickoff coverage area and some areas, but we must improve from the standpoint of kickoff return, which I think of moving the ball back to the 30 is as big a rule change as we've had in college football in a long, long time. Maybe all the way back to when they start allowing the offensive line to use their hands in pass protection, because it will make a difference. It will make a difference in field position. It will make a difference in return yardage, obviously records that are out there, scoring possibilities. So we have spent some significant time in studying that, both on the return side and the coverage side. I should mention Daniel Lincoln. When I mentioned Britton, Daniel actually came out yesterday and had a better kicking day than Britton did, and that's very encouraging because both of them were pretty darn good. So I'm hopeful that Daniel can work himself in there, and Britton doesn't have to do all the kicking and kickoffs and the punts. So we'll see where that goes. Morgan Cox, I'm very comfortable with him. Again, another young man that's worked himself in a position to really be a great snapper for us. Nick Guess is behind him. So our kicking, we'll spend significant time on the kicking during the course of the two-a-day practices and anxious to see where we can go. We had a long visit last night with a football team about the importance of the kicking game, the history and tradition here at Tennessee of the kicking game, and they were sitting on the edge of their seats and very intent about listening to what we had to say. So I'm anxious to see them respond on the field. Just a quick summation of what we're looking for in 2 days. Basically, is to find our starters in certain spots, to certainly build our depth, because we all know that in the Southeastern Conference and the schedule that we play, that depth will be a factor during the course of the year, and find the key guys that can make plays for us during the course of the season that have some dynamics about them. To do what Robert Meacham did last year as a receiver, that he certainly could take an 8-yard hitch and turn it into a big play, or on the defensive side, somebody like a Justin Harrell or Kirk McBride that can close the deal in the sacks, or get somebody that can get their hands on the football in the secondary or at the linebacker position. So I'm really encouraged, really, really pleased with our start, our conditioning, where we are right now with from an attitude standpoint, but also know that we have a lot of work to do at a number of positions to be a team that can compete for the championship.